The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good afternoon, our time here. It is 12 noon Central Time here on the Power Hour. Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice is with us. And by the way, if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order at the Power Mall. Power lines are open right now at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Jay and Linda are standing by to take your calls. So we're going to be talking about pain and inflammation today. Even acute pain and indigestion are forms of inflammation. Most people normalize, but these can lead to cancer. And of course, we always have way more information for you. And no doubt, North American Urban Spice makes the most powerful and natural pain support supplements available, truly potent to the extreme, the whole food and full spectrum, both topical and internal. And so we're going to be talking about those today. Justin, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Always good to be here. Great to see you again.
Yep. And for sure, you got involved in this stuff because you had your own issues you were dealing with, and now you've gotten a handle on those.
Exactly. Yeah, I think, a lot of people who get into this world realize that there is something wrong with the kind of medical approach or the dictatorship of our medical system. And then seek results that can't be found in the pharmaceutical approach. And, inflammation and pain are huge crises across the country. And I don't believe there is an option in the pharmaceutical world.
For sure. Now, so there, I guess I want to start with what you and North American Urban Spice folks have deemed necessary ingredients for pain and inflammation.
Well, it's a great starting question, Dave. the reality to pain and inflammation is that it's so widespread, and I think that when you look at the causes, and I think you've always got to start with what is the underlying cause in anything. What happened that caused me to be in this situation of pain? Why am I so inflamed? Why do I have this condition? Or why am I tired? And there's so many ways that these situations can occur. Not having enough sleep is something that can cause inflammation. So what we always do is we boil it down to what are the symptoms present? What are the signs of inflammation? Where is the pain? And from there, we can really approach it through multiple angles. But inflammation is probably present in all disease, certainly most disease. Pain is a clear sign that something is wrong. And, things like the opioid epidemic alone just shows you how chronic this situation is. And, the good news is there are natural approaches that, in my experience, have been far more effective than anything else.
Okay, so as far as the ingredients go, the ones I want to focus on here, one of them that some people, they don't actually look at this as unless they use it as a topical remedy. I've always looked at it, and that was camphor oil.
Mm. Yeah. Well, camphor oil is, it's wonderful for so many reasons, but, pain reduction and bringing down inflammation on the skin is certainly very, very good. And, I think many people have had good experiences with that. You see a lot of athletes even using it before sports. And, that is to lessen inflammation, lessen the pain so they can get through a game. I'm a big fan of camphor oil.
So, but the thing is that you put it on topically, folks, this is not something you drink. All right. It's made from, extracted from tree resins, and you basically, it's got a cooling effect. It's there to numb pain, combat inflammation, and it increases blood flow. It reduces itching. It's FDA approved. So the government has blessed it now. So yes, get camphor and go your way, my child. reducing minor to moderate pain and inflammation. It's a key component of the essential oil spray Pain Ease.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you want to talk about?
Well, Pain Ease is interesting because, you know, the camphor oil is certainly the gem in there, but it is an all-natural pain relief spray, and you don't need a lot for it to work. And, you know, we've had great results. We work with a lot of doctors with it. You know, it's essentially it's a more natural version of Icy Hot and those types of products. But yeah, we've had a lot of success, you know, people getting better results than the competitive products on the market. But like you said, spray it on, you'll feel it instantly. There's a nice heat. It's not going to hide any injury, but it's going to be able to lessen pain and certainly get you through whatever exercise you're trying to do. Or if you're just relaxing around the house and you have some muscular pain or some joint pain, it really takes the edge off. And we have another product called Inflamese Oil. And if you combine that at night with the Painies during the day, then we've seen some really, really good response. The Inflamese is really designed to bring down inflammation over time, and the Painies is more of an instant pain relief. But the two together are a really good solution if you've got those achy joints or any muscular strains that need to be taken care of.
So what's in the Inflamese oil?
It has a rare ingredient called pain root, which is wild Canadian balsam. And it really is just an incredibly rare raw material where you have to get the root and you have to essentially break it down over long periods of time. But what it does is it vastly reduces the feeling of pain when applied to the skin. So a really rare raw material, you know, that, you know, I think the great Dr. Ingram found many, many years ago, did a lot of testing with it. And that brings down inflammation combined with rosemary oil, oregano oil, sage, and carabash. And these are just ingredients that, you know, again, all wild harvested, and unique complex that, you know, inside a blend of sesame and olive oil, really do an amazing job of bringing down that inflammation. But yeah, it's not bad to put on. It doesn't smell bad. It smells quite nice and really, really effective.
So the smell nice, does that come from the wild Turkish lavender that's in it or the bay leaf oil?
That's a good question. I think it's a combination of all these wonderful aromatic spices. They really, really bring out, you have it in your cooking and you see the smell. But when you put it on the skin, it really is, you know, that same experience. And they do contain cannabinoids as well, a lot of these wild plants. And cannabinoids, obviously, very celebrated for what they can do, especially for pain, especially for inflammation.
So the other product of the three that I want to talk about as far as the ingredients, and that's eucalyptus. Now, most people that use eucalyptus, and I'm going to make a fair statement here. Most of them use it to clear your sinuses. They breathe eucalyptus oil, or they put it in an oil and use a diffuser, and they stand over it, and they basically, the more of that stuff that they can get, and they go out and they buy cough drops that have eucalyptus and all this other stuff in there. And I'm like, wow, you know, you're not supporting the power hour when you do that. You know, go to the grocery store and buy eucalyptus cough drops and junk. No, I mean, it's anti-pain and inflammation response as well. And I don't think that it's an analgesic, and most people don't understand that.
Yeah, I think, I mean, you're absolutely right with eucalyptus just being a wonderful analgesic. I mean, it's got so many benefits. And yeah, I guess the side effect of the pain ease is that you will clear the sinuses as well, because it really has that nice eucalyptus smell. The issue we have with products on the market with eucalyptus, you know, with the cough drops, they all contain sugar, you know, so you're really losing the benefit of achieve. Sugar is one of the main causes of inflammation, which in turn will lead to more pain. But if you're trying to clear the passageways, you know, you're going to create mucus because of the sugar. So you've got to be aware of that. But yeah, eucalyptus has been used, I mean, for absolute centuries, and it does have this amazing numbing effect as an analgesic, and combined with natural ingredients, avoiding anything that is going to be chemical based or petroleum based, like you see with Vicks, for example, you're really going to be able to get a safe reduction in pain whilst having that delicious or lovely smell accompanying it.
For sure. All right. And so, you know, eucalyptus, by the way, is an additive used in bombs, rub-on sprays and whatnot for topical needs for fighting pain and soreness is one of the reasons why we wanted to bring that up. Now, the third ingredient is juniper oil. Now, I will say this about juniper berries. Those of you that are in the know that juniper berries make up a lot of that interesting taste and aroma of gin. And I know that there have been people out there that have taken gin because it's got juniper berries in it, and they put gold raisins and soaked them in the gin, and they took a teaspoon of that, and all of a sudden, the pain goes away in their joints. And I'm like, well, that's an interesting combination. Can they make it without the alcohol? You know, the juniper oil in of itself, it is a potent bitter. And so, you know, describe what juniper does, because, I mean, everybody knows about juniper berries. If you've ever had gin or consumed gin, you understand it, because a lot of them, they get juniper berries. And a lot of that is where this oil is extracted from. Would that be a fair statement?
Juniper's, I think, misunderstood as well in many components, because it is a rare ingredient in many ways. You do get species of juniper that are highly toxic as well. So you've got to really know what type of juniper berries you're working with. You can also, I think, yield benefits from the right juniper berries internally as well. You know, there's massive amounts of benefits there. Topically, though, it does work to reduce swelling. And, you know, we've put it in there. Again, this was a great Dr. Ingram product from many years ago. And everything he ever did was, you know, he tested it on himself as well. So we'd always get that. And juniper berry, I think, again, you get a misunderstanding that it is, you know, just that main ingredient in gin, and you avoid the therapeutic benefits. But swelling reduction is what it's used for topically. And that's why it's in this product.
Interesting. Now, before we get into the actual products that we're recommending for pain and inflammation from the Powermol, there is something that just happened that Justin has been made aware of here regarding the $176 million that the U.S. government just gave to Moderna right before the election, right before the Mockingbird media started ramping up about the bird flu fear mongering that's going on right now. Oh, and it's transmissible, the bird flu. We've tested cows and they've got the bird flu, and you're going to eat it and you're going to get the bird flu. I mean, this is almost like, you know, remember the spongy stuff out there, the mad cow disease. And nobody could figure it out. Well, they already had this figured out a long time ago. So this $176 million the U.S. government gave to Moderna came out of your tax dollars. Justin, I know you probably have a ton of material to add to that conversation.
Maybe a whole day's worth at this point, Dave.
I'm all ears, and so is our audience. Let's go for it. I mean, they want to know the truth. So what do you know?
Was there a strange debate performance last week or something? I'm not sure if anybody caught that. It's been really something that they have been telegraphing for a while. You know, the early reports of bird flu, the destruction of food supply. Really, there's going to be a concerted effort here to get everybody afraid right before the election. You know, I think everybody can see it coming. We've had this same playbook played over and over again with the Zika virus, the swine flu in the past, obviously COVID, and many other things. Even Ebola was tried to be pushed at one time. And, you know, my opinion is that they cannot allow us to believe that the election is going to be stolen again. You know, I think that is something that looks clear from where I'm sitting. And the one way they know that they can do this, and the one way they know that this will work, is by fear mongering and scaring the population that don't know that last time was a complete scam. Even those who are saying, you know, I don't really think it was everything we were told. They still run to the doctor, you know, pretty much at the first sign of trouble. And I think the concern I've got is that we had people like Bill Gates saying the next pandemic will really get their attention. And, you know, whether they're going to weaponize the bird flu or if they're going to weaponize the vaccines again, that's to be seen. But I'm hoping and praying that enough people are aware that this $176 million to create this product that's already been created, you know, let's not pretend that this is, you know, something that hasn't been in the works. But that money, is we're hoping it's going to fall flat because enough people have said, you know what, we just don't trust this mRNA technology based on everything that we saw last time. But we know there's going to be an attempt. We know that they're going to get it pretty ramped up, and the illness itself might be quite serious. So, you know, we know that oregano oil is the absolute number one best immune support product out there. I advise everybody to read up on what oregano oil does for the immune system, what it suggests it can do for something as crazy as an influenza virus, and then really understand that P73 oregano is the only daily use oregano. And, you know, they should be stocking up by the caseload, in my opinion, for their family and friends from the power mall.
Well, and the thing, too, as long as we're covering this subject, they are talking about disease X. This is something that has been pandered in the media. The mainstream media seems to take their cues from the CIA, mm-hmm. And they can't tell us they don't, because we know about Operation Mockingbird. I mean, it's not anything that most of our listeners aren't aware of, but, you know, there are some newcomers to the show that if they hear it, they're like, oh, this is just, you know, pure nonsense. Well, it worked before when COVID happened. And if anybody had been to the website, there is a website called timetofreeamerica.com that has already done a lot of, it's a Clay Clark website, and they've done a lot of the homework for us already, because they actually have a downloadable version in PDF of the Moderna patent for their jab. It's there. They got it out of the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and the same identical thing for them to patent it. We're talking about Moderna. Anything that they're creating right now to combat disease X, I am confident in my assumption that this contains mRNA, and it is designed to screw with the human system to make it fall apart, literally to just kill T1 and T2 so that you can't fight infection and you will die from this stuff. And they will, you know, use it, and they'll scare people into getting a jab that will be the bioweapon. Is that a fair 100%. Statement?
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair statement, because, you know, we do seem to be very forgetful with all of these things. I mean, it's the same playbook as the Spanish flu from all those years ago. The difference there was the technology wasn't quite as extreme as it is now. Now, many people died because they had live virus vaccines, and many of them during the Spanish flu. Now the technology is self-assembling, or I think it's targeting as well. I think they know exactly what they're doing. And I think that this time they're not going to make the same mistakes. And, you know, that first jab is going to be far more consequential than, you know, maybe the first jab, which was probably placebo in most cases of the COVID ones. So, yeah, we're in a situation where Moderna, I think, are a created organization, clandestine, if you will, that have been designed and developed to essentially put these weapons into people for population control, for whatever the one world agenda is. And I think that's what we need to be having the conversations about, you know, with friends, family, no matter if they call you crazy, because they called a lot of us crazy during COVID. And, you know, history has told us that we were absolutely right about it.
Well, just wait until all of these illegal immigrants coming across the border get wind of this, and they think that they're going to be affected by this as well, and they immediately go off to the clinics to get the jab. They're going to be eliminated as well. Here we're encouraging all these people to come over across the border to register to vote, and then we're going to inject them with the mRNA that's going to kill them. I mean, come on, you know, I mean, what are we doing? This is population control. They don't care about the vote. If they did, you know, and the Republicans are being all nicey-nice about it, they don't want to do anything to stop this from happening. You know, and then when you sit there and protest like Thomas Massie did, all of a sudden his wife ends up dead. So, you know, I got to wonder about the nefarious behavior and what's going on with this disease X and what we need to do to prepare for it. So, you know, without getting too much on the political soapbox here, Justin, I think you and I are on the same page.
Exactly. And we don't really know what this disease X will be as well. I think, you know, there's, you know, the Ebola type illnesses that they keep threatening us with, you know, Marburg being the one. I think that's been overplayed. So I do think it will be a surprise sickness that they're developing in one of Fauci's wonderful labs. You know, and all we can really do in this point is may have the conversations, make sure that we're not being activated by these mRNA jabs, and being very vigilant about anything that's been reported. The mainstream media are going to tell us exactly what the playbook is, so we've just got to be paying attention.
Right. Now, do we have a new product out as far as pain and inflammation called Canakerman?
Canakerman, yeah. I mean, it's a great product. Again, you know, this is a synergistic blend of full spectrum hemp. It has wild organic turmeric in it that is, you know, sourced from southern India, that is just like unlike any other turmeric we've ever seen. And then it's also combined with ginger, and ginger has more studies on inflammation than any herb or spice that exists. And then oregano as well, which, of course, we've got to love the oregano. That's going to kill any of the pathogens that are causing inflammation. As we know, there are multiple causes. Wild rosemary, incidentally, has been shown to be, better against inflammation than turmeric even. So, you know, you combine these things together and you really have this all-encompassing product. And then the full spectrum hemp actually deals with the pain side of it as well. And we've actually had many seminars where we've asked people to put their hand up for their suffering from pain. You always see 5 to 10 hands go up, and then we give them either a capsule or a dropper of it. And within 15 minutes, we ask everybody to raise their hand again and say if they're suffering from pain. Every single time without fail, they've come back and said, no, actually, I feel a lot better. So it's a really fast acting product. And, does really, really well for us and everyone who takes it.
Right. Okay. Brady, do you have a question for Justin Porter?
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. I wonder if you sell any products that block against the 5G towers that are targeting us, along with the nanotechnology that's in all the clot shots. We're getting hit at all ends, and we got to address the frequencies that are targeting the human condition.
Okay. Yeah. Appreciate your question there, Brady. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, I think it's a great question and a really good point. And it also points to really part of the discussion we're having here. Inflammation comes from every angle. That is how our body responds to a lot of these things. Radiation causes mass inflammation in the body. We've been talking for quite a while, Brady, about Nuke Protect. Nuke Protect is a product that essentially is how it sounds. It is to provide protection at the cellular level for things like radiation, and not just from 5G towers, but from electromagnetic fields that occur in the household. And what it is essentially is you've got selenium in there, you have iodine, both from potassium iodide that protects the thyroid from being attacked, and also from kelp, which is a whole food iodine as well. Plus chaga and other really high antioxidant materials. We obviously recommend high amounts of whole food vitamin C. Ascorbic acid is just the antioxidant component, so you want to get whole food vitamin C. I take about 9 of our Purely C daily just to make sure I'm getting enough vitamin C, because we are being bombarded. And then at the cellular level, for all this nanotechnology, really you want to have high frequency herbs like oregano is a really, really beautiful herb in that regard. Rose petals are also extremely high frequency. And then we're also making sure that people are getting enough enzymes in their system to deal with things like the proteins that are being kind of offset by these things as well. So there's a multitude response, unfortunately. We recommend lifestyle changes, protective elements that you can wear on your wrist, you can put on your house. But as in terms of already in the body, you know, those are the best options as we've seen. Obviously it's a situation that we're sharing and trying to make sure everybody's aware of, so they can get the best information and best results.
Well, I know, and I've been promoting Nuke Protect because I take it. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we also have a partner out there, Stetzer Electric, that makes these energy testers that you can test your outlets with. They're just having a conversation with one of our listeners over the weekend talking about the dirty electricity that fans put out. And a lot of people run ceiling fans. Little do they know, you're getting a nice daily dose of electromagnetic radiation and frequency during that time. And so, You know, I mean, electricity, everybody's falling for it. But the more stuff that you have in your house powered by electricity and not by natural sources, well, guess what? You know, see, that's why they made skylights, right? Mike in Tennessee, do you have a question for Justin Porter?
Two questions. I talked to somebody that worked at a company that was producing a turmeric supplement. And I asked them, what about the large quantities of turmeric that you're selling in bulk versus the pills? I said, I was trying to get something that was the 95% curcumin. And they said, well, it's actually all the same. And so how would I know if something is actually 95% curcumin? Is there a testing facility? And other than that, one other thing, you mentioned kelp as being a source of the iodine. Is this kelp that is derived north of the equator and the Pacific where we might be getting the residual fallout from Fukushima, or is it south of the equator?
Good questions, Mike. I appreciate your call. Thank you.
Atlantic.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great question as well. So originally we were getting wild Pacific kelp, and then Fukushima happened. We tested the raw material that we got after that, and then made a change. So it essentially is, it goes through rapid testing. We actually test every raw material every single time it comes in, and because we have to make sure as well, you know, these are things that we take, our family take, we care about our customers, so we can absolutely guarantee that kelp, it's wild Atlantic kelp, and it is completely free of radiation, tested every single time. And the turmeric question is a good question because there's so much confusion out there. 95% curcumin is, there is a brand out there that is called BCM95. This is, they actually use six solvents, chemical solvents, to extract it. And now people get results from it. So we can't say this is the worst thing in the world and they've got studies on it. However, those chemical solvents are going to be present in the body and they accumulate over time. They add up. And really, a lot of people don't realize that turmeric is much more than just curcumin. You know, there are over 220 active chemicals in turmeric. The volatile oils, the turmerones, are absolutely critical for absorption, which then kind of piggybacks on the next bit of misinformation about black pepper that actually irritates the gut. When you take turmeric and you have black pepper in there, it acts like a cheese grater. And unless you have an absolute perfect gastrointestinal system, you are going to inflame the system and pull in a lot of pesticide, chemicals from medications, anything that you're getting in from the environment. Our turmeric is actually 6 curcuminoids plus the turmerones and all the other active chemicals or compounds that you absolutely need to be present for it to have the best effect. And turmeric works on the liver, it works on the brain, it works on inflammation. It really is, and it's good for everybody. There is, you know, very few people who don't do fantastic with turmeric. But the 95% question comes up all the time. And the reality is, we've seen it, is that you want to have everything as close to its natural form as possible, just the way God intended.
For sure. All right, we're at the break. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation about turmeric, as well as the other products that North American Urban Spices come out with that are listed on the PowerMall.com. For those of you that have questions, you can always call 877-817-9829. We'll be back. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. said to be good for everything but death itself. Come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Oil of Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Why invest in all the great natural supplements from the Power Mall and then use a toothpaste loaded with harmful synthetic chemicals like fluoride? You want really healthy checkups, right? People who switch to Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are reporting healthy-looking gums and whiter teeth. Both the Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash are formulated with natural products like zinc, folic acid, cloves, and myrrh. It's nature's answer to preventing plaque, reducing the development of cavities, and promoting healthy teeth and gums. Vitamir toothpaste comes in original formula and also with CoQ10 and xylitol, as well as in a great-tasting orange-flavored children's formula, too. Get Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash from the Power Mall today, and you, too, can have healthy checkups. Call 877-817-9829. Or order from thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, where we are here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger back with you. Justin Porter from North American Urban Spice. He's their director, national sales director. And is just a wealth of knowledge because he's been studying this stuff forever and a day. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you, Dave.
Before we left, we were talking about turmeric and the, you know, this is a huge thing. I mean, Mike had a great question beforehand about the 95% issue. And you brought up to the fact that there's a lot of garbage that is being used to extract this stuff, to purify it. And it's the residue is probably left over in it. How close do we get when we're talking about some of the turmeric products that we have at North American Urban Spice?
Well, when they sourced the turmeric many, many years ago, they actually went through India and looked at over 1,000 samples of turmeric and tested them all. You know, we're talking about conventional turmeric, wild turmeric, organic turmeric. There's a lot of volatility with turmeric. Gets kind of dirty very easily. It does get contaminated very easily. And there's multiple ways you can extract these wonderful rhizomes. And, you know, you can use alcohol, which can bring out certain components. You can use carbon dioxide. Chemical solvents are unfortunately heavily used. And there's a lot of people, a lot of companies offering turmeric. It's a huge, huge marketplace. So, we, you know, like anything we do, we tested and we looked at every situation. And that's when we found this wild turmeric in southern India that was completely free of any residue. And a lot of the turmeric suffers because of monsoon season out there. And you get all this runoff from sewage and other kind of things. So contamination is very, very easy. And we just found that with 95% turmeric, you know, people get results. But we've been having much better returns and speed of results with the turmeric that we've been using. And that's why we decided to utilize our source and have done ever since.
All right. So now you made the Turmeric Power Plus gel caps. So explain, first off, how they came about, what's in them, what do you use it for?
Yeah, well, it's similar to Canocurmin in the blend. We just don't use hemp in there. So you've got the organic wild turmeric, organic double extraction. So you have the turmerones present and the curcuminoids and everything else that should be there. We have the wild rosemary, which again, wild rosemary, you can't talk enough about. Good for cognition. So inflammation of the brain is also going to be part of that. Has been showed, like I said, to be as effective or more effective than turmeric for inflammation. Then you have the wild oregano and the wild organic ginger as well. And the ginger has so many studies and does so many good things. It's going to help with digestive health, inflammation of the gut. It's going to help calm you down. And it came about really because of the demand. You know, there is such demand in turmeric, and we kept on getting asked. And we could have just chucked the turmeric out on the market, but we wanted to make sure it was as effective as possible. And we offer that in both gel caps and liquid. Now, the liquid has, you know, a nice little taste to it as well. But it also, some people don't want to have a little bit of the spice. So that's why the gel caps are there as well. I think both ways are absolutely great. The liquid is probably a little bit, you get a little bit more bang for your buck. But the gel caps are really easy to take, not too big either, and easy to swallow.
Now, what is micellization? Because this the Turmeric Plus Power Plus oil is micellized for optimal absorption. So it goes into the system further. I mean, I know that certain kinds of things out there, like the prill beads and whatnot that we carry at the Power Mall, those are things that actually break down the synthesis of the water, the surface tension, as it were, and make it easier to absorb by the cells. Is this kind of what you're talking about?
It's essentially the same idea, yeah. And it's blended together, and it's made smaller so the cells can make it easier to absorb. And less goes a lot further away, essentially. And it doesn't alter the compounds within there. You know, we offer a few products with micellization. It's a similar technology to liposomal, where you get the better absorption. Micellizes smaller molecules, but not down to nano, which nano is an area that we look to avoid because it just doesn't seem to have the same rates. So there's certainly a stopping point, but it is done for the absorption components, yeah.
Right. Now, so the Power Plus oil is also ideal for children and pets. Now, normally, I mean, if it's that potent, is it bitter tasting, or is there something in this thing that children and pets just automatically gravitate to? Or do you have to put it in juice? I mean, what do you have to do with it?
Yeah, well, for my kids, I put it in orange juice. You know, we don't drink a lot of orange juice, but when we do, we put it in because it does have a little bit of a kick to it. It does taste great as well in orange juice, so there is an added benefit. But pets don't seem to mind at all. It just seems to just drop on there and they mop it up. So, yeah, we haven't really had a bad experience with pets. But with kids, it can be a little spicy. If they can swallow gel caps, it's also a great way to go.
Right. Well, see, and the other thing about dogs that we have discovered is if you go to the store and buy one of those little Braunschweiger tubes, you know, and you take it and you make a bolus out of it, the pets just gobble it right up and don't pay attention to what's in it. So I don't know. Any way you can get the dog or the cat to take it, you know.
Yeah.
So now there is something else that caught my attention. We're talking about turmeric here, and that is the triple spice latte golden milk mix. I mean, this is something like you hear somebody walking up ordering 15 things at the Starbucks counter, and the clerk's like, wait a minute, did I get all that? You know, I mean, this looks huge. And this is the first time I've seen it on my show notes here. What is this?
Yeah, it's one of the fun products that we have. It's essentially, you can do anything with it. I think that's kind of the best bit about it. But it is straight organic wild turmeric with organic wild Ceylon cinnamon and organic wild Ceylon ginger. And I actually have a little like foamer machine that I put in some milk and I put a scoop of the latte in there. And then you can add a bit of stevia or monk fruit or yacon syrup in there and really make it super tasty. And you can also get creative. You could add, you know, a shot of espresso to it. You could add, put it into coffee and mix it. It's just one of those really fun products that you can create whatever you want. And if you like things sweet, then you can add your own sweetness. If you don't, then you don't have to. So, yeah, it's a really, really cool little blend.
Well, we get a lot of our own wild local honey from the farmer's market, and we use a lot of that to cut some of this stuff because, man, I'm telling you, it's potent. So, you know, it's one of those unique things that I just saw in the show notes, and I'm going, okay, well, this has wild turmeric in it. But the thing is that it's also got ginger and the cinnamon. Properties of cinnamon, I think, are totally underrated, but actually they are a cancer preventative, is it not?
Well, to a degree, you know, I think we can say that cinnamon does a lot of things that people, because it's so celebrated for blood sugar. And Ceylon cinnamon is the type of cinnamon that you can take daily. It has doesn't have a toxic buildup like Saigon cinnamon can potentially have. So Ceylon cinnamon is definitely the best version. Blood sugar, obviously, that relates to so many conditions in itself. So we're not downplaying how important it is for blood sugar management. But it is also said to be antiseptic. You know, we actually use it as a preservative in some of our products because it tastes okay and it has those benefits. And then the compounds all add up together, and you really do have this all-encompassing super spice that, you know, obviously tastes good, but then has these wonderful potential for further study on things like cancer. But the metabolic benefits is really what I would say link that to cancer prevention and treatment. But I do think it needs to be studied much more than it has been.
Right. Now, so the other thing, too, because the questions were asked about this bird flu thing that we were talking about earlier. And the thing is this something that affects, it's a respiratory condition, is it not? It affects the lungs. I mean, that's what flu normally does. It affects the respiratory tracts. And now you've come out with another product here called Resp Immune. Is that going to be something that we need to have in our medicine cabinet in case this thing turns into disease X?
Yeah, we've really been looking at Resp Immune. So Resp Immune was developed as a response during the last pandemic. And there's an ancient African remedy that involved black seed oil. And I think it was black seed oil and honey. And what we added to it really was an oxygen component, which was the oregano juice. And then juniper oil, which, you know, we talked about juniper earlier topically. It also has the same response in the lungs as well. It's great for urinary tract, but it's also helps to detoxify the lungs. And, you know, when you're going through any kind of respiratory virus situation, it's not the fact that it attacks the lungs. It's almost a byproduct of it. And pneumonia is often secondary that occurs during something like influenza. And that's what that product does. You have the bronchodilation from the black seed oil. You have the oxygen component from the oregano juice. And then the juniper helps detoxify the lungs. And honey, the lovely raw honey, has enzymes and also is able to moisturize and really help productivity from the respiratory tract as well.
And let's not forget, it's got the wild oregano P73 oil also in it.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. Can't forget that, because I mean that's kind of your building block. And now this is an oil that's also micellized, is it right?
Yes. So again, it is for the absorption. We have two black seed oil products that we micellize, and it essentially allows us to have a much larger serving in a smaller bottle. We have the lovely taste in there with the yacon in the TQ Max and then the honey in the Resp Immune. But it is something that isn't taken lightly. If you do feel yourself coming down, I think I drank a whole bottle of Resp Immune one time where I felt just a little heavy in my lungs, and you know, I like the oregano oil. I got such a good turnaround that I didn't need to do it the next day.
Wow. One whole bottle. Now, does it come with a dropper? I mean, is that how you take it? Or you just took the dropper out and said, the heck with this, and just downed it?
I was sipping, but it does come with a dropper.
Oh, my. I mean, I could just see you doing that and you're going, you know, and all of a sudden it's like, wow, that's quite a kick, man. That'll knock you out of your seat. Now, there's another type of an oil, what looks like an oil. It's called Rosmanol. That's new in my show notes. What's that all about?
Yeah, Rosmanol is the straight wild harvested rosemary oil. So just like we offer the oregano oil, this is rosemary oil. Rosemary oil can be utilized, obviously, for cognition. We always talk about cognition, as they famously said in Shakespeare. But the other components of rosemary are for inflammation. You've also, it works really well in the lymphatic system. So if you have anything, if you have stagnant lymphs, then, you know, that often occurs during things like breast cancer. Then we really recommend rosemary oil be rubbed topically into the lymphs very hot, until your shins get really hot. And that will get the lymph moving and is really, really effective in conjunction with other approaches. But inflammation is part of the reason why we utilize it with a lot of the people who either just want to utilize something different or want to have something that is really, really potent. It goes a long way. There's a lot of servings in a 1 ounce bottle. It's really concentrated. So, and I think most people really enjoy that rosemary taste as well. I think it's got that nice little kick to it. Not as spicy as oregano for sure.
Right. But it does have the essence of wild rosemary in it, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. Now, moving on to the Inflamies and the Inflamies oil, I want to touch base on that again, because this is something I think people definitely need to have, especially with the possibility that this bird flu or whatever it is that they're talking about, it might be a good thing to have in the medicine cabinet. Could you reassert some things about that and assure people that this might be a good buy?
Yeah, well, Inflamies capsules and Inflamies oil, the oil is topical. It's not for internal use. But you do have, you know, just a unique combination of herbs. We often use them in conjunction with one another, especially if there's some real inflammatory conditions that are obvious, like osteoporosis, any arthritic condition, or really just any general inflammation that is present. But the Inflamies capsules, a little bit more unique. They do have the organic wild turmeric in there. They have the enzymes present, bromelain and papain, you know, which I think are really critical to have in everybody's diet right now. They come from papaya and pineapple. And we know that there is some usage there for spike proteins, especially we've seen that over the last couple of years. That's been more and more important to include with other enzymes as well. You know, we've been doing Gastrinex and Inflamies with people who've had chronic or long-term COVID. And getting some good benefits. We do recommend things like natokinase or lumbokinase as well. But yeah, the Inflamies, just as a, it's kind of an all-encompassing capsule. It has the raw camu berries in there as well. So you get that vitamin C component that's going to help with absorption, and also the royal jelly, which is that unbelievable material made by the queen bee. Queen bee lives, 30 times longer than the rest of the hive. And a lot of that is because of the royal jelly that's there. And it does wonders for people. It really does.
Now, what's the difference as far as the encapsulation here? You normally would take Inflamies on an empty stomach. Is that right? What's the difference between what you would normally take with food and this one?
Really, it's for absorption, because we want to make sure that those inflammatory components really get into the system. And, you know, if you take it on an empty stomach away from food, the enzymes get to work better. They get to be more efficient. And when you do eat, then the rest of the material is basically better used by the body. When we're inflamed, our body's overworked. And that means we're using up enzymes. We're basically taxing the body more than we want to. So the Inflamies is really to go in there and give the body a break, utilize exogenous enzymes and materials to work on that inflammation.
The one thing I heard a story, and you might lend some truth to this or not, but I mean, the average guy goes to the store And the better grocery stores have these pineapple core cutters. Mm. And you take the pineapple and you open up the thing and you shove the pineapple in there and close the lid. And this thing actually strips the sides off of the pineapple in addition to coring the middle of the pineapple out. And then what you're left with basically is what's left of the yellow shell. It looks like a can shape, and it sits inside of a plastic cup. And then you take that to the register. Well, inside they have the core of this that's been hollowed out, but the core's still in there. Is that not where the bromelain actually is in the core of the pineapple?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
And we throw it out.
We throw out most of the good stuff. Most people eat broccoli and throw away the stems. You know, there's so much nutrition in there. Cauliflower, they just eat the white stuff. They don't eat the green on the outside. You know, everything's there to be used. Everything contains incredible nutrition. And, you know, I don't know if it's by accident or by purpose. Most things seem to be by purpose. So, yeah, we tend to throw out the actual healthy stuff. So that's really funny.
Is there anything about the pineapples that you choose from? Because, see, a lot of it, you get a cantaloupe from the store and other stuff that, I mean, everybody's got to have fruit in their diet, right? And so they buy stuff. They don't realize that on the outside of the fruit or whatever it is that you've got, this may have been sprayed with some sort of toxic pesticides and whatnot. Is there anything that North American Urban Spice does with the natural foods they get that they tend to buy organic, or do they go through a cycle, these whole foods, that they get rid of all this stuff? I mean, do you screen for pesticides and stuff from where you get your stuff?
Yeah, you have to. If you're going to make supplements today, or it's chemicals everywhere, right? So you've got pesticides, herbicides, you name it. We do utilize organic where possible. And then above organic is, of course, wild, where we absolutely know that those areas are protected by any kind of man-made toxicity or environmental impact. It's a crucial, because if you add something into the diet, you just think about things like chemical solvents that we talked about. Once that gets into the body, you're then creating a different system or more for your body to do before it can utilize the power of the raw material or the herb that you're bringing into the body. So if we start with something that is already loaded in toxicity, and then we make the body work harder, we're not going to get the same results as we're looking for. And I think that's why we get quicker results than other companies who do use these shortcuts through chemical solvents. You know, it takes a lot longer to do carbon dioxide extraction than it does utilizing things like butane or hexane and things like that to get what you're trying to accomplish. So I think, yeah, that's an absolutely critical part of what we do. And the enzymes, you know, we work with companies who are the specialists in enzymes, who can guarantee that there's no heat in there that's going to destroy or reduce enzymes over time. And our manufacturing processes also add no heat, because we don't use flow agents like magnesium stearate. So you're guaranteeing the product is what we're saying it is, and not going to lose that potency.
Right. Now, for those of you like me that take Purely Min on a regular basis, this is the only product out there that I am aware of in the North American Urban Spice line that doesn't have oregano in it, but it does do a great job, especially if you can take it while you're fasting. The can of curcumin, which we just talked about at the beginning of the show. Now, this is something that Justin wanted to include in our conversation, but you won't find it linked in our product line at the Power Mall for a reason. And the reason is we can't sell it online because of the fact it's got phytocannabinoids in the product. This is like hemp, like from the male plant, which they get CBD from. That would be a fair statement.
Yeah. It's basically, you can't advertise it online. It has to be taken off. Otherwise, they stop you being able to be found by your customers. So
yeah, no doubt.
We definitely don't want to be doing that. It's extremely effective product, extremely safe, obviously. And we just can't advertise it on your website, which right. But well, you can sell it. Yeah.
You're going to have to make the call. 877-817-9829. Now, a lot of people, and I've talked to doctors about this, and a lot of them are recognizing that CBD oil is very good for pain control, and I think that's one of the reasons why North American Urban Spices incorporated that into a line.
Yeah, and it's one of those market trends that really blew up, and then it kind of came off a cliff. But the quality of the product is critical. Again, how it's extracted and everything else. But CBD oil, when extracted correctly, is fantastic for this reason. So, yeah, definitely recommend it. You've got to get on it.
There you go. 877-817-9829. You have to call to order that. Can't sell it online. Justin Porter, always a pleasure to have you on the show. We covered a lot of ground today, so hopefully you'll take advantage of all that information and order from the Power Mall. And keep us on the air. We appreciate that. Justin Porter, thanks so much from North American Urban Spice. We will be back tomorrow with our Hump Day edition. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.